blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dearest Madani Channel viewers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we come to our silsila, Huquq, the rights. And today, inshallah, we look at the word taqwa. What does it denote? And this is the most common word that has been featured in the Quran to describe the fear of Allah. But before we carry on, inshallah, let us all of, inshallah, let us understand and let us learn together, inshallah, the hadith with regard to the excellence and virtues of Durood Sharif, reciting Durood Sharif upon our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, according to a summary of a hadith, which says that whoever sends one Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what is the reward? What is the significance? What is the virtue of this? Allah Azza wa Jal, because this is an action that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves. This is a most beautiful deed that we as believers actually owes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you just for a single Durood Sharif. Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you with 10 rewards inshaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let us understand also that it is critically important, or that it is vital for us that our actions should have correct intentions. And to understand this, we can learn from the hadith of our noble Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in which he stated, niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi, that the niyat of a believer is better than even his own action. So let us make good intentions, inshallah. Let us have good intentions for learning the discourse that we're going to learn, inshallah, in this silsila. And that, inshallah, by having good intentions, we will reap abundant reward, and inshallah, we'll attain good reward from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Without a good intention, no reward is granted to any good deed, no matter how good and noble and righteous it might look. The more righteous one makes of his intention, the greater the reward. So try to make good intention, that in this silsila and in all other bayan that you learn, in all that mahfil that you attend, wherever you go in a gathering of acquiring dini knowledge, Islamic knowledge, whenever time that you are gaining knowledge, Islamic knowledge, you should have good intention that inshallah, I'm going to learn and I'm going to acquire knowledge so that inshallah I can develop myself and change myself, and I'm doing this for the pleasure of Allah. And when you do this inshallah, then you'll find that Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to reward us. To do so, you need to have certain etiquettes that we must fulfill. And one of it, as much as possible, try to sit attentively, focus and pay attention. And also that whilst you're listening to this bayan, to the discourse, to this silsila, any other Islamic program, you attending a mahfil, etc., try as much as possible to focus and pay attention, not to fiddle around, not to play with things or busy yourself with some other matters. Otherwise, then our intention missed their target and we might not gain the full reward of listening to a bayan. And as well, inshallah, I also make intention that I will pass on, you make intention that you pass on to others what you're going to learn from this, and that as well as that you make intention that you as well at home, you share with others and make them to change their lives through this bayan, whatever you learn, any other bayan, inshallah. But whilst we're carrying on, sometimes you will hear us mentioning the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. So praise Allah Azza wa Jal when you hear Udkurullah, Subhanallah. When you hear the name of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being mentioned, send durood upon the Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. And you hear the encouragement to seek forgiveness of Allah. You also gain the forgiveness of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal by also making istighfar, etc. Inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. So this, welcome back to our fourth Silsila, inshallah, and as we have mentioned in the beginning and in the introduction, that today we're focusing at the word taqwa, which is the most common word used in the Quran to describe the fear of Allah. So what does it entail? Taqwa is the most common word used for fear. It comes from the root wiqaya, which means to protect, and is used for a shield. Taqwa is to protect yourself from the consequences of your own action or your own actions. It is to protect yourself in two ways: to abandon sinning and adorn yourself with good deeds because you fear the punishment of Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Take a provision with you for the journey, but the best provision is at-taqwa, is to have taqwa. So Allah Azza wa Jal, in this particular ayat, Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us that men in this world, especially when we are on a journey, you need to have provisions that will enable you to be self-sufficient, that will enable you to go through the journey that you're taking, and that will enable you that whenever you are in need, you have the necessities that will enable you to be a person that is self-sufficient. You don't go into problems, into trouble, so into difficulties. So Allah Azza wa Jal describing this, that you will find that this ayah is beautiful because Allah Azza wa Jal commands us to take provisions during Hajj, as this ayat particularly is focusing on Hajj. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, he goes on to mention what is the most important provision that you require. Now you embarking on a journey, and this is journey towards the house of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. This is a journey to go and fulfill the fifth pillar of Islam, that is to visit the house of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And you are on this journey, and Allah is telling you, have sufficient provisions that you need in your journey, that won't put you in difficulty, that will enable you to sustain yourself as you're going to visit the house of Allah, as you're going for this fifth pillar of Islam, Hajj. But then, what do we learn? Allah Azza wa Jalla, he points something that is very important, that is vital in this sacred journey, in this holy journey of going to visit the house of Allah. The main purpose of this journey is to gain the maghfirat of Allah, is to gain the nearness of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, to come closer to Allah by embarking on his journey. Now Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us, now for you to have sufficient provision, have the provisions of this dunya, whatever you require, whatever is necessary for you to equip yourself so that you yourself have enough resources that you require in your journey, but remember the most important vital provision for this journey. What is it? It is the taqwa of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what we need. We all know, in all walks of life, in all different cultures and societies of this world, different nations, different cultures, different countries, etc. Everybody speaks about one thing. Whether from a religious background, whether as a form of belief, everybody always say life is a journey. This is often quoted in every single, in all the cultures. Why they say that? Because it is a journey that you're going through the process of life. Now Allah Azza wa Jalla giving us an example that you going to visit the house of Allah, which is now the fulfillment of that obligation that Allah has placed on you, that the visiting of the house of Allah for the one that is able to undertake the journey, it is farther upon that person. Now you have embarked on this journey. Allah tells you, equip yourself with whatever necessities that you need and get enough sufficient provision for this journey. But remember, the most important provision is the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So which is the actually requirement that you need in order to have success in the akhirah. So during Hajj, a person is tested with many things, and you must also keep away from certain actions that are otherwise halal for you to do. Yes, the only way one can restrain themselves and be patient during Hajj is only the taqwa of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Those that have been on this journey, on this subhanallah mubarak and sacred holy journey, they will know that you need a lot of sabr. Hence, when we reach there, all the time we hear people always encouraging us, sabr, sabr, sabr. This is what you need. Why you need this? In order for you to have to develop that sabr, to have that patience, you need to have the taqwa of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the most important provision we need in our lives. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanuttaqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. That fear Allah, O believers, as it is haqqa tuqatihi, as it is the right of Allah to fear Him. Now we have summarized the various words that the Quran describes in order to make it easy for us to understand that the fear of Allah is actually something different. It's not what the public makes it out to be. It's not what we have learned from our communities, in our cultures, in our society. But it is actually something that is beautiful. It is not something that is just merely to make us fearful of the mighty, and that yes, we have to fear to have the fear of the mighty of Allah. We have to have the fear of the punishment of Allah. But it is something that once you have discovered this, once this is in you, you understand it is the right of Allah. Like a child, when they understand that they have to respect their parents, when they know and they fulfill the rights of parents, what beautiful affection the parents give to the child. What beautiful love and affection that develops because each other is fulfilling the rights of the other. For example, the husband and the wife, when they fulfill each other's right, the love that ensues out of that, it is true love. It is not just love merely for the sake of just love, but it is true love, the essential love, or love in essence, because each other is fulfilling the right of the other, which inshallah, as we move on in our silsila, will come to learn. So in this we learn that this is what love, that's what it means to fulfill the obligation or to fulfill the right of Allah. I make humble dua in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal through the wasila of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that inshallah Azza wa Jal, may Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy for all of us, that we develop this taqwa, we develop this fear through these various ways that we have come to understand, to learn from the Quran, is the right of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. It is through this fear of Allah Azza wa Jal we'll understand what it means. What does it mean to fulfill the rights of Allah? And inshallah, May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal make us good, sincere believers in this world, enable us to die with Iman. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Aminu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen.